From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. In our last show about the impact of immigration on workers that we did not that long ago, we talked about workers with few skills. And we got this email from Mike Shepard on Vashon Island. He wrote and asked we consider more closely who low-skill workers are. I was using it to refer to people without high school degrees. Mike pointed out that there are many workers who have physical or mental impairments, so we decided to do a segment talking about them. Many people with developmental disabilities like autism or cerebral palsy and Down syndrome want to work, but they often have trouble getting and keeping jobs. We're going to hear about that and about a state program that helps folks enter the workforce. It's called Developmental Disabilities Administration, or DDA. It contracts with counties and nonprofit groups around the state. It serves nearly 9,000 adults over the age of 21 with developmental disabilities. It helps them with employment. One of the nonprofit groups doing this work is the University of Washington Employment Program. It's been around since 1976, and Dr. Pat Brown is the director of it. Dr. Brown, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Have you been around since 76?
No, I haven't. I became director in the late 1990s.
Tell us a little bit about who we're talking about when we're talking about people with developmental disabilities. What kind of disabilities are we talking about? What kind of capacity?
Well, I can tell you what kind of disabilities. A developmental disability that is one that occurs prior to the age of 18. And it usually covers, in addition to individuals with cerebral palsy or autism, also intellectual disability or other types of neurological conditions.
How does your program help people like that prepare for jobs, get jobs, and keep jobs? What do you do?
We do everything from helping individuals know what, finding out what they're most interested in, what their preferences are, what kind of work environments they like, where their skills are and their aptitudes. And then we work with employers to look at potential jobs that they have available. We may develop jobs that don't currently exist and pull together those kinds of duties that would be a good match for our clients.
What do you mean you develop jobs that don't exist?
Sometimes employers have, you know, in almost every job description, there are those other duties as assigned. So we work with employers sometimes to take a look at those tasks that need to be done, but perhaps they're low on the list because everyone's so busy, and pull those kinds of tasks together into a new job description that may be a great match for one of our clients.
How do you convince businesses, or do you even need to convince businesses, that this is a good idea to hire people with developmental disabilities?
I don't think we need to convince employers that it's a good idea. There's a long history, particularly here in King County and in Washington State, of hiring and having the value of a diverse workforce. So we really just work with employers to understand that this is part of that diverse workforce.
Explain to us a little bit more about what you mean by the value of a diverse workforce that might include some employees who have cerebral palsy or autism or Down syndrome. How does that improve diversity?
Because it reflects our community at large. And I think many employers, certainly the employers that we work with on a daily basis, really value having their workforce look like the community around them. And that includes individuals with a wide variety of abilities and disabilities.
Do businesses who use the program have to make a lot of accommodation for these employees?
Typically not. We ensure that we're there to help ensure that there's a good match between the skills and interests and aptitudes of our client with the needs of the employer. So we certainly ensure that that any client that we would recommend to the employer can perform all of the essential functions of the job.
And these are non-subsidized jobs, right? You mean you help folks get the jobs and you work with the employers, but there's no kind of pay incentive for employers to hire folks with developmental disabilities?
There isn't. There are some tax credits that are available that employers may or may not wish to apply for, but there's no subsidy from our agency or from the county or from the state.
Hey, Dr. Brown, the Great Recession has been tough on all workers. How about workers with developmental disabilities? Has it been worse for them?
I think it's been a difficult couple of years, but we've certainly seen an increase in our services and an increase in the number of our clients receiving jobs. And we have And I think our agency reflects what many of the agencies in the county, we have about a 90% employment rate. So we're pretty happy right now.
That's pretty good. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Pat Brown with the University of Washington Employment Program. It's one of the programs around the state that works with 9,000 adults over the age of 21 who have developmental disabilities. We're talking about autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome. They help work with them to get jobs. They work with employers to have those jobs kind of fit together. Maybe you have a developmental disability and maybe you're working. How's it going for you? Maybe you have a family member or a friend in that situation. If you'd like to share with us, that would be terrific. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Maybe you are the employer of a person with Down syndrome or autism or cerebral palsy. What's been your experience? It's toll-free 800-289-5869. You can also write to us. Our email address is conversation@KUOW.org. Doug Wilson's in the studio with me. He's a sales manager at Copiers Northwest, where they employ people with developmental disabilities. Currently, they have a worker with Down syndrome. She delivers toners to the campus of Fred Hutch. And this issue is personal to Doug. His 26-year-old son, Matthew, has autism, and Matthew works also at the local Red Robin restaurant. Doug, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your son, Matthew. What kind of work does he do, and why is his work important to him?
Yes, thanks for asking. Matthew works at Red Robin. And he works as part of the crew to open the restaurant. He shows up at 9 in the morning, 2 or 3 days a week, works until 11, which is when the store opens. He rearranges the chairs, rearranges the tables from the night crew after they've mopped and cleaned the floors. He reorganizes the restaurant. He also helps with the waxed paper wrappers. So the line chef, as they're pulling their hamburgers off the grills, he pre-folds those wrappers that the burgers go into, and just loves it.
How about the social interaction he gets? Some people can be cruel towards folks with disabilities. Certainly kids can. Mm-hmm. How's it been for him in the workplace?
Red Robin has been a great organization, managerial-wise, as well as the co-workers. I'll take Matt to lunch every now and then at the store, and they embrace and welcome and consider him part of the team. It's been great.
Not Matt getting a paycheck either, is it? He probably likes that.
He loves that very much.
So your work at Copiers Northwest, where you also hire people with developmental disabilities, did that come about perhaps because of your own experience with your son, or how did that happen?
Correct. Very much so. These kids like to have a place to work, and inside my business, they contribute very much so for different job functions that they complement my team.
Was it a hard sell to get other folks at your business to go along with adopting this program? Were people kind of reluctant? They weren't really sure whether maybe perhaps the workers could perform as well, or how did it work out?
It takes some thought to work through the process, work through schedules, work through oversight. The University of Washington has been great. So they come in and we kind of train the trainer, and then they will work with the special needs kids on what the actual job is and supporting them.
Give me an example of how that might work. How might someone from the University of Washington help you with a particular employee, preparing you for the employee and vice versa, and making sure the whole thing works smoothly?
Sure. Well, using Anita, who's our Down syndrome young lady at Fred Hutch, they're a very decentralized campus, 6 or 7 different outbuildings. So we will work with the University of Washington on the route that Anita would follow to deliver the toners and supplies, the 5th floor, the 4th floor, the 3rd floor, and so on and so forth. And then they will work with Anita to learn that route, where she is largely self-sufficient on a day-forward basis delivering the supplies.
Maybe you have a developmental disability and you're working, or you're a family member. Like Doug is, Doug's also a sales manager at Copiers Northwest, so he works with folks in his place of business. Tell us about how that's working out for you. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's toll-free 800-289-5869. I'm kind of curious whether the Great Recession has had an impact on people with developmental disabilities who are working. Has that affected you in any way? You can also write to us. It's conversation at KUOW.org. Let's bring into the conversation Sean Christensen. He's been working as a ticket taker and a greeter at Regal Cinemas in Renton for 10 years. Sean has cerebral palsy. He uses a wheelchair. He found his job through this University of Washington employment program that we were just talking about. Sean, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your job. What do you do?
I'm a ticket taker. I rip tickets for the customers and direct them where to go and really enjoy the customers and want to help them out.
Well, you've been doing it for 10 years. How do you stay cheerful? I'm always amazed that greeters can stay cheerful. How do you keep positive?
Well, I just remind myself they're here to relieve stress, and that's what I do for them.
Are there things you can do better than other people can, Sean, at work?
No, we work as a team, and I try to help out as much as I can.
What do you most like about your job?
The customers.
How about the pay? Is it fun getting a paycheck?
Yeah, that too.
Does that allow you to live independently? How does it affect your life to be able to take home a paycheck?
I get to spend my personal time
on things that you want to do. So I'm told that sometimes when kids come to the movie theater, they see you and they have questions for you.
Sometimes they do, and I'm not afraid. It depends how busy we are, but I'm not afraid to talk to them and stuff.
What kind of questions do they have? How do you answer them?
Some ask me about my disability, which I'm not. I am very prompt and encourage to them to ask me that, and sometimes the parents say no, but I said it's okay, and then they smile and they understand more.
Now that's great that you want to talk about it. They might think that you don't want to talk about it, but you do want to talk about it.
It does make me nervous. It's just I'm just very happy that for children, they see me as a person, and they're curious. So I'm happy they ask.
Sure, they see you as a person, and that's super important. Is the social aspect of working really important to you? Have you made some good friends working at Regal Cinemas?
Yes, they have.
And what's the best movie showing now?
Probably the best movie is probably 42.
42. Okay, I'm making a note of that. 42. I'll have to check it out. So you get to go see movies for free. That's pretty good.
Yes.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for talking to us, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean Christensen has been working at Regal Cinemas for a decade, and he's one of the folks who's classified as developmentally disabled, but clearly competent and capable in his work situation. We're talking about that with you, and also Doug Wilson is with us. If you've got a question for Doug about it, both as an employer and as the father of Matthew, who has autism, who works at a local Red Robin restaurant, you can call us 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, or you can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. And maybe you've got some insight into this program that kind of connects employers with people who need those jobs and might need a little extra help with that. Steven's on the line, and he's calling us today from downtown Seattle. Steven, tell us a little bit about your situation.
Well, I have some cognitive disabilities from having brain cancer. Then, of course, there's the accompanying seizure problem. So working full-time is, well, not possible for me, but this organization at the university, they put me to work. I've been here for 14 years now.
Tell us a little bit about where they put you to work and how they helped you in that job.
Well, they found me a place at a biotech company, and now I'm the reference librarian. And what was your other question? I already forgot.
How did they help you out in any way kind of to get the job? We heard a little bit earlier about the idea that something the university might do for someone who's delivering on a route would be to help make the route simple for them. Did they help you out for accommodations in your job as the librarian?
Well, they first found the job actually through an advertisement in the Times, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this organization and Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, got me the interview, and I interviewed and eventually got the job.
And how do people treat you?
Oh, they treat me extremely well.
That's really good to hear. How long have you been there?
In June, it'll be 14 years.
That's terrific. Hey, Stephen, thanks so much for telling us about that.
All right. Well, you're welcome.
Let's go to Leanne. She's listening to us in the Soto neighborhood. Leanne, I understand you employ someone who has Down syndrome?
Absolutely.
And why did you decide to do that? You might have been able to employ someone who didn't have Down syndrome. Why did you want to do that?
Well, my husband and I own a retail garden store in Soto, and we also have a son who has Down syndrome. And hiring Brian is a part of our big grand plan to have greenhouses, and we want to have people with different abilities, or as some people say, disabilities, work with us.
So you'd like to have more folks like that working with you, and what's your motivation? Is it the connection you have with this issue?
Absolutely, 100%. Ever since we got the diagnosis that our son was going to be born with Down syndrome, I jumped in the community, and I'm involved with it from different things as far as like social events, buddy walks, and all sorts of different things.
Well, I'm sure. How old is your daughter?
Oh, Evan is going to be 2 next month.
Okay. I'm sure it's very present in your mind, wondering what's going to happen to your child in the future. Will your child be able to get a job somewhere?
Right, and that's exactly why we're positioning ourselves with learning to work with people who have different abilities in Down syndrome specifically. And we want to be able to have the opportunity for Evan to have a job and to be able to work with, with ease.
Sure. Final question for you and Doug here in the studio. I'm sure everybody's an individual, so you can't make any generalizations about working for someone with a developmental disability. But are there some things that you think are important for someone who might be considering employment of someone with a developmental disability? What should they consider? What should they think about? Leanne?
Is this for me or for Doug?
It's for you, and then I'm going to ask Doug.
The way that Brian works best with us is with like a map. You know, he comes in every morning and he pulls the water to then start feeding the plants, and it's a map, I'll call it.
Yeah.
So as long as he has, what his tasks are for the day mapped out,
yeah,
it's fantastic.
As long as it's really cleared, here, there, the other place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's great with customers. He's engaging. He's funny. And our customers really have responded super fantastically well to him.
Hey, Leanne, thanks so much for calling us. I appreciate you sharing the story with us.
Yeah, thank you. You have a good day.
And how about you, Doug Wilson? Some words for people who might be thinking of hiring someone with a developmental disability. There's kind of the specifics that you've talked about, but someone, maybe you've even talked to other people, and they've said, well, why would I want to do that? What do you tell them?
Sure. Great question. I would say this, that they will be shortly become your very best employee. They love coming to work. They want to be there. And they show up every day with your Copiers Northwest shirt, ready to serve your customer, the customers that you're serving. And they do so with a smile. They just love, like all of us, want to be committed, want to have a place to go, want to know that they're contributing to the bigger picture. And of course, the paycheck helps as well.
Yeah.
But they will be your best employee.
Well, work's important for everyone, socially, financially, and it sounds like it's particularly important for this population.
Yeah, it's been great.
Doug Wilson, sales manager at Copiers Northwest, thanks very much for coming by. Thanks for sharing your stories. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org, if you've got further thoughts on where to take the conversation next. I'm Ross Reynolds.